Drake has some time. Now throws it deep. Allen Robinson is wide open behind the secondary. Touchdown, Jacksonville!
A big performance from Allen Robinson, followed by defensive grit in the second half, and the Jags get their first September win since 2012. 23-20, a win over the Miami Dolphins in Week 2. And welcome to Victory Monday. Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel, JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. Great feeling after the Jags get it done on Sunday against Miami. They're 1-1 for the first time in a long time. And we start with the offense. They set the tone early. Their first drive touchdown for the first time in 8 games really got this thing started right.
Well, and from talking to the guys in the locker room after the game, they said it was a long week. You know, they were disappointed in their performance against the Carolina Panthers. They thought that they played well in the preseason, which they did, but the carryover didn't happen. And that really was, as you said, a statement drive for that offense. And I think it really set the tempo for the entire team, and I think it set the tempo in the stadium as well with the fan base.
No doubt. Allen Robinson, early and often, why not? 6 catches, 155 yards, 2 touchdowns, breakout performance.
Monster game. He was dominant. He was powerful. He caught everything thrown his way with the exception of one, which I thought should have drawn an interference flag. Yeah. Congratulations to him, because he was the guy I thought that took the bull by the horns for that wide receiver group and said, that's not who we are last week. This is who we are.
Offensive line had a statement day too. No sacks allowed to this widely regarded very good defensive line for Miami. Big day.
And it was across the board. I think Doug Marrone has done a fantastic job with the offensive line. For all the way from Sam Young playing in the place of injured Luke Jokel all the way to Jeremy Parnell. But really, you got to pause in the middle, because the matchup, the key matchup that I wanted to see was Ndamukong Suh versus Brandon Linder. And we're going to show some film tonight on Jaguars All Access.
All right.
Brandon Linder was dominant. Dominant throughout the entire game. And that's against a $114 million man. Ndamukong Suh.
A lot of money going out in South Beach. Defensively, the Jags finished the game without a lot of the frontline guys, especially in the secondary. What a finish in this game.
Holy cow. And you got nervous, right?
I
think everybody was nervous, because at one point they had 4 backups on the field, and they were down to their last defensive back that they were going to have to play, which was Nick Marshall, who was playing quarterback last year for Auburn. You know, so congratulations to them. Aaron Colvin fought through a bunch of cramps. Devon House wasn't able to finish the game. That's a big question mark heading into this week against the New England Patriots.
And certainly the kicker rebounded. Jason Myers, 3-for-3 on field goals, a 58-yarder, and then the game winner with less than a minute to play. He rebounded with a big day, of course. Of course, a lot of important stats tell the tale from yesterday, but for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, it starts on the ground.
The most important stat in an NFL box score is points. Did you score more than you allowed? The next most important stat in an NFL box score depends on who you're talking to. Ozone would probably point to Blake Bortles' 102.2 passer rating and talk about the quarterback's decision-making. Shadrick would probably go to sacks, and the Jaguars didn't allow one yesterday. Since I'm the one talking here, it's run differential. How many yards did your rushing attack produce versus how many did your defense allow? Behind TJ Yeldon's 25 rushes. And folks, that's being a man in today's NFL. That's a ton of carries. The Jaguars ran the ball 33 times and controlled the tempo of the game on a hot, humid day. They wore down a defensive front that, in my opinion, didn't have any juice left to get to Bortles, who was patient and confident in the pocket. Defensively, well, Ryan Tannehill was the Dolphins' leading rusher with 17, and Miami had only 42 yards on the day. That's plus 81, and that's winning the battle up front on both sides of the ball. That, by the way, is how you win in the NFL, with the big guys up front. Miami became dependent on the pass, and the Jaguars, though they gave up chunks of yardage in the middle of the field, were able to keep Tannehill under pressure because they made him one-dimensional. This is how the Jaguars want to play, kind of like the Seahawks behind Marshawn Lynch and the defense. And that, from this perspective, would be just fine.
That's just fine, Brian. Hey, who you got on All Access tonight?
Got Dan Scuto on tonight. Valuable role player for the Jaguars. He's not only the Otto, but he's a situational Leo. And he's been doing a fantastic job, providing some nice pass rush boost.
Good veteran player. That's tonight at 7 on Channel 4 on Jaguars All Access. Of course, Jaguars Monday Radio tonight. Should be interesting, too. Vaselli.
No doubt.
And Prisco. That's 6 to 8 on 1010XL. Gus Bradley scheduled to speak at 1 o'clock on Monday. We'll have all the coverage right here. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.